but kuna mtu uko home anataka hii job.
Mm.
So tukaorganize the first meetup.
Mm.
That first meetup is what gave birth to Bonfire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bonfire Adventures.
Mm.
Yeah.
him, he was also an IT...
No, he was working at Unga Limited.
Oh, okay.
And I think he was a salesman or something.
Mm.
He was a salesman at Alikuwa Ndeshanga Van, yeah, Unga.
Sasa nini, kuna kitu moja ile tuliruka, and it's about Twitter, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So you're one of the first people walianza kutumia Twitter as a very political platform, yes?
Yes.
And this got you into a lot of trouble.
Sana.
So, vitu zile ume mention. So, first of all, how did you start seeing that ikitu, it can be more powerful than just a social media platform?
Unajua sisi tuliingia kwa ile web 1.0. Ile web 1.0 yenye ilikuwa just emails and you know websites and groups, listservs.
You
remember the, what the listservs used there, where you just register a lot of email addresses and use them to, you know, to communicate with each other, with the people like-minded. Know then now I think in the mid 2000s we had the web 2.0, you know, where the six apart came with the 6 degrees, then we, you know, things like the social media now started, the dating platforms, Match.com, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And now then we got into Google and Facebook came with it. And then I think when I was working out of the country, I was working in Congo.
Oh, okay, okay.
And life was very boring. You know, Congo, there was a lot of these reports of sexual harassment.
Yeah,
I was working in the UN, and sexual harassment made sure that of the UN staff, you know, there was a lot of charges against the US staff. And what the claims made it almost impossible for the civilian UN staff to go and interact with the locals. Yeah. So we are always being advised, you can't go just to the villages, the markets and so on and interact with the locals. Yeah. So that's why the UN used to have the best internet. Because it used to be the VSAT, the virtual satellite, the big trucks. Before you set up a UN office, the first thing they used to come with is a big satellite truck. To big satellite machine is assembled, and it takes days to assemble. And it booms the internet straight to the satellites hovering up. And so the thing the UN have had better than anybody else. Is internet. The internet. So happened you started a lot of interactions with the people back home, because also we were very bored in the, you know, foreign country where you interaction yako na locals imekuwa limited. Na unaambiwa kwamba the only safe place is the office, summer home.
This if I may ask, sexual harassment ilikuwa nini? You as the UN staff mnasemekana mna harass?
No, you know, UN staff are paid in dollars.
Yes.
And most of the time you're working in very unstable environment. So at currency flows, employment, biashara iko nzuri hiyo place.
Yeah.
So the only people who are liquid the UN staff.
Yes.
So ukienda atuka date local, it will always end up in sexual harassment.
Because
akikuwa accused to hivi, $5,000 inaweza kutokea. A lot of the locals, you know, especially in Congo and Burundi, they really misused to that. You know, so they used to accuse, akishajua huyu ni mzungu, ama huyu anatoka country A, he's a foreigner. Na ukimwaccuse atagopa kazi yake. Analipa hiyo 2000 na anajaribu kusettle out of court, anajaribu kulipa pesa nzuri ili story isiendee mbele, because ikianza publicity, so it ended up being a very common story mpaka UN ikasema tu kwamba bana limit ni
tu. Msitoke.
So ala mkapewa radio.
Mm.
So you used to do radio call, I think every 6 hours. Every 3 hours or 6 hours. Unaenda kufanya tu radio call. So there's a supervisor, the security supervisors.
Yeah.
So they'll do always the radios and call every staff. The person who has not responded is to be looked for. So sometimes ulikuwa na umeenda huko kwa mamishoni zako unakula vitu ukasahau radio yako, utafuta unatafutwa. Where last seen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. So hiyo ndio ikafanya kwanza, so the best place for us to operate on was just internet, and then the social media came, Twitter, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and Twitter was very interesting. That una post is, it used not even to allow photos, you remember?
Yeah, yeah,
it used just to be text, na text ni 140 characters. So ilikuwa rahisi sana bwana, unaona kitu inafanyika. It used to go viral in a very funny way, that unaenda to space, let's say you're passing through an airport, to one to kitu unasema tu kwamba nimeona. You know, just people, I don't know, you know, the trust of people on a text, text from a stranger. And then it just used to go to, you know, the power of the crowd. And I think that one built it, and Facebook, now you could even do more. And also Facebook started as network of your colleagues.
Yeah.
You remember you used to, when you go to Facebook, the first thing you used to do is you create, you had to say you are employed where. Like for us, UN... Like for us, when you're working the UN, I think the UN was one of the credible big organizations outside. And Facebook so made it that for you, you had to prove that you're working in the UN, which means you had to register with the UN email address at UN.org. You know, so unaenda pale na register, then they put you in a network of UN. So una discover huyu ni Mkenya na pia anafanya UN. So you start building, you fight, you know, AAPL register and the network. In magically connects all of you. Nowadays, I think until people started making a lot of, you know, issues about the privacy, they were the toys. But Kitambo used to start with your office colleagues.
This is interesting.
The schools, because it started as a school network, you remember?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Because you know, I should only join way before. Because me, by the time when I joined, it was truly a kawaida. It was Facebook.
Yeah, it's crazy. Because of money. Yeah, in fact, after time, Cambridge Analytica, the easiest way to get your friends was to put their phone number there. So if you search box, instead of putting their name, put their phone number. And it brings you, like somebody would, the mistake people would make when we were on social media and now we are starting to get popular, is somebody to call you and to threaten you, but use his own phone number. So I'll just take and go to Facebook and put it in the search box, and you get his image. And I think after Cambridge Analytica is when they shut that down. So now you cannot, and I think that's how Cambridge Analytica also was able to mine a lot of our data, you know, because there was a lot of weaknesses. But Twitter was very interesting. You remember, if you wanted to post a photo, you had to go to TweetPic, then you tweet, then you link to your, it was a bit cumbersome, and you know, it grew. And now when we started criticizing the government a lot, you know, in the Kibaki regime and into Uhuru regime, and Uhuru was also there. I think when Uhuru came on board, Uhuru was the first Kenyan president. Juzi I met Mark Mende, and we are interacting with Mark Mende as the first viral character in the Kenyan social media space. You know, it was very interesting. And if you tell people, you know, the Mark Mende effect, people, a good number of the young people now, the millennials, cannot even understand it. Gen Zs. The Gen Zs cannot understand it. But I think that the changes there, I've been interesting. Now I look old on the social media.
Yeah.
Despite having a passion for it, and I believe that is the biggest equalizer.
Biggest
equalizer. But also it became dangerous. That social media became the biggest censorship tool. Because you found during the COVID there are things you could not say. That people just agreed, you know, countries just agreed that if you say this, you're misinforming or disinforming. You know, if you criticize the war in Ukraine, you'd be considered to be, you know, an alarmist. Or I remember when Ukraine war started, ambassadors of European Union summoned us with Gadara. And we went to Mutaiga and one of the residents. And
so the two of you?
The two of us. Surrounded by almost 30 ambassadors. We lectured. We got told the real truth. You know, you guys are posting this for all 3 hours.
Siapo na maliza tu na hivyo nasema kila mtu atoe pesa.
You know, so these guys, you're wondering that, you know, what are they... What are they trying to tell us here about the war in Ukraine, which we have to use their narrative, but you have seen it also in the the genocide in Gaza, which nobody wants to call a genocide.
Mm.
If you call it a genocide, then you are deplatformed. You know, it becomes a major censorship tool.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think that's now you understand why China and Russia and North Korea, for them to be truly independent, they have to build their own platforms.
Yeah,
you know, they have to build their own kind of unique internet, their own kind of unique social media, because you can lose national values, you can lose also your ideology, your identity. You know, yesterday I was sitting with the Luo Council of Elders chairman, and I was telling him that, you know, at one point I wanted my kids to learn Luo properly, and I look for any Luo publication and I was not getting, especially in Kisumu.
Yes.
No bookshop sells a Luo book.
Mm.
Yeah, so I asked myself that, what is this? Like, you have lost our identity completely. When my young kid wanted to start learning piano, I told him, how do you learn piano before you learned Orokutu? Before you did Nyatiti. Piano is not our instrument. You know, we have to start with our instrument. You know, so when I went to look for the players, the teachers, it is very easy to get a player and a teacher piano. Of piano and guitar than you can get of Nyatiti and Orutu and Bokanos and Kayambas, and you cannot get them. They are not there. So I think we lost our identity with the social media.
Yeah.
I am seeing a lot of things happening now with the ByteDance and, you know, the U.S. Congress. They're trying to ban TikTok and... but, you know, the thing is that social media is also providing open source intelligence.
Yeah, yeah.
Not only for the corporate world, but also for governments.
Mm.
Because Kitambo, for you to understand more about a lie, you had to... employ agents to follow him around, you know, to know what he does, you know, take a lot of pictures secretly, you know, do a lot of data collections, some overtly, some covertly. But nowadays it's very easy. Just follow him on Facebook. Just go back into Facebook and talk to Facebook to scrape the data. Tell them those in Nairobi's, what do they like eating? You know, you'll know a lot of number with vegetable. If they want to know the number of people who are LGBTQ. They say, we always say that the social media of today knows that you are LGBTQ before you announce.
Yeah.
Before you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you start going, searching those things, and this, all these cookies remain, and you know, you start being fed adverts to what you like. Because even the kind of the biggest engineers designing these things, you know, are supported by psychologists.
Yes.
And
yes.
Also to keep you, you know engaged on the platforms. Yeah, so the kind of social media we are experiencing now, we loved our own Ile Azamani, but the kind we are seeing now is very unique.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing I love about it most is that the opportunity is boss. I don't know which school you went to, but if you wanted to learn something more about your profession, it used to be very expensive. Buy those DVDs. You know, the DVDs which used to cost you 10,000 shillings, 5,000 shillings. Nowadays, most you just go and register on Udemy.
Yeah.
And you learn for 1,000 shillings.
Mm-hmm.
You learn a whole course, you know, full stack developer.
Yeah.
Which can take you like 200,000 shillings, 300,000 shillings.
Mm-hmm.
You learn it all for 1,000 shillings. The opportunities, you know, if you go to LinkedIn Learning, you can do a lot of things. I remember the guy, I was talking to James Ayugi.
Mm-hmm.
You know James Ayugi?
No.
No, you need to sit with him down. Look for him and sit with him down. The guy who did the original eCitizen.
Oh,
this is to a coach.
Mm.
He was a photographer of Boniface Mwangi.
Okay,
he learned coding. He learned coding through online. YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He never went to any college. GMO. That is from the convenience fee. He gets more than 200 million a month.
Okay.
Lakini background yake, the only opportunity he got was 2013 with the government. Ili advertise through the support of World Bank kwamba wanataka ku automate some of these processes na ka apply. The thing he offered, which meant the government interested, was that aliofa kufanya the thing almost free.
Yeah.
Because aliona hiyo opportunity ya kucharge 50 bob.
Alisema
naweza ku government to maintain these things haiko rahisi. So what I'll do to fanya na hiyo funding mnasema tuanze nayo.
Yes.
Lakini kiisha ndio endelea for free.
Yeah.
The only thing you have to do is that niongeze 50 bob juu.
Mm. Oh, okay.
At some point anaona 4 million transactions in a month.
Mm.
For every transaction is 50 bob.
Ooh.
Jemo, you need to talk to Jemo.
That's 2.4 billion a year.
So, Jemo is one of the success stories yenye ulikuwa unaona kwa social media. And nobody talks about them.
Mm.
Because hakufanya na funding ya VC capital, venture capitalist. You know, hakufanya na seed funders. Alijitoa tu na idea yake. And for a very long time, you know, in Gava, for you to be charged any fee, the fee has to be gazetted.
Mm.
I think he worked with the fee for a very long time, and people say that is his fee. Or you can Google the number of court cases in the end, because people are saying that the fee is not gazetted, so it's illegal.
Mm.
Because everything you want to charge, even if you want to charge the entry to this door, 5 bob, you have to gazette that 5 bob.
Oh, okay.
So it becomes official.
Mm.
If it's not gazetted, it's not a government fee.
Mm.
Yeah, so the and also had to operate under the National Payment Systems Act.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, so social media ilikuja ka build watu, you know, Agosta. Yeah. I don't know if you know Agosta Liko Pesapal. The guy who said Pesapal.
Oh, Pesapal. Okay. Yeah, Pesapal
na Liko. Jamaa mwingine mluya mwingine kukutana na kuna tiona tu falafala. Is very impactful.
Mm.
You know, these are the guys you used to chat with in ICT forums because their passion was only ICT.
Mm.
And you know, Njoroge, Cellulant.
Mm.
Yeah,
Cellulant tunakumbuka, like
you saw the Ushahidi come in and go. Ushahidi is a very sometimes very funny story.
Mm.
Yeah, so but you know the you had a lot of hopes in the nini the ICT of then. Because nani pia the people used to inspire us got disappeared at some point. Aisi Makatiani of the Africa Online and so on. Paul Kokubo went to government, I think, at some point he went to South Africa.
Mm. Africa Online, that one closed down, huh? What happened?
I think they were bought. They sold it. I think they sold it, just like Wananchi. Wananchi was founded by Okina Musheru.
Mm.
Yeah, so, sister who died recently.
Mm.
Yeah, you remember?
Yeah,
so,
nakumbuka.
Yeah, so, those guys were impactful. Nini walikuja, the South Africans who came with AFSAT.
Mm.
Yeah, made a lot of impact. The days when Nokia used to rule this space.
Mm.
Yeah, the best phone you have was Nokia N93.
Because Africa Online, I remember I used to have this stupid joke. Mina best yangu fulani mjaka katukoga. Oh! Kwa Africa Online. Auli nimechoka.
You know, I remember the first time ulikuwa nafosiwa ku open an email address on Africa Online. And the Africa Online, I think they didn't have proper connection. They used to use dial-up.
Yeah.
You connect to the phone, your phone at home, kweni, your connection, your connectivity, node. So, ulikuwa na dial-up. Na dial-up hiyo speed yake ilikuwa 64 kbps ama kitu kama hiyo. It was very low. So Africa Online used to force you ukuwe na email which you can only open in one location. So uko na email unatafuta na employment but yangu nilifungua Amiran Center Kisumu.
Yeah.
So hapo uko Nairobi, ukitaka kufungua hiyo email address yako, enda Amiran Center because the server is there.
Mm.
And this server cannot because the connection speeds are too low. They cannot synchronize. Mm. So you used to get kisumu.africaonline.co.k. You used to get, yeah. So those are the unique things which people moved into. Yeah.
One of the things, like, so this time, if you go back to it, your time at the UN, when you're tweeting, did you expect to be the ally you became?
No. It was at some point, I think the first meeting we had face to face, was during 2006, was in 2006, right before election.
Yeah.
Na tukaitana, tulikuwa tumeitana hii group yenye tuna chat kwa email. We used to call ourselves Kazi Africa.
Yeah.
And we used just to, you know, I used to get a lot of the UN jobs forwards and to forward to all the Kenyans, you know, some UNVs and not. So nikasema tu wacha ni forward because 90% of these jobs I don't need.
Yeah, yeah.
But kuna mtu uko home anataka hii job.
Mm.
So to organize the first meetup.
Mm.
That first meetup is what gave birth to Bonfire.
Oh, Yeah.
Yeah, Bonfire Adventures.
Mm.
Yeah. Ask,
oh, him, he was also an IT...
No, he was working at Unga Limited.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I think he was a salesman or something.
Mm.
He was a salesman. Alikuwa anaendeshanga van ya Unga.
Mm.
Alafu, huyu wife wake, Saranyaga, was an, working in an architectural firm, I think, Ark Place. So some, there's an architectural firm in Yalikuwa nafanya. So they met. But what... anaitonga nani? Kabu,
yes.
What Simon Kabu loved
is
to organize for us the meetups.
Oh.
So anasema kwamba amnaita kwenda kule Kenya, wacha niwapigie simu kule Kenya. So he just learned organize Nakuru. But they, wacha nitafutini nyinyi deals. So he started these deals mpaka tumeona jamaa anaanza tu kampuni hapa. Anaanza tu kampuni mpaka na wakaoana. Sarah and Simon met because of me.
Yeah.
Yes. So he used to organize those. Watu wakaanza kusema kwamba you guys are just doing nothing but organizing dating festivals. Nikasema kwamba watu wanapenda kudateana. We organize just team buildings because you know the country was also very tense towards the 2007 election.
Yes, yes, yes.
But so this tension, we wanted to find ways of breaking it because everybody used to tell you, but hey, this country, you know, the Luos, the Kikuyus, you know, everybody's making a lot of snide remarks against each other. So why don't we just... find ways of coming together. So he used to meet for Nyama Choma just to break the tensions.
Yeah.
And then Rapata Kama, your process gave birth to to Simon Kabu and Bonfire.
And it became this very visionary company because there are things that I hear you fanya. Like the way he came to understand the industry, Vilona Sema, Telkona Drive. Because right now I hear he... company may grow to a level where he's able to charter a plane, like to take from people from here to Dubai. That's why he gets those good rates.
I think I think at some point it was rated by the Kenya Tourism Board as the tour, the biggest tour company, because the rates he used to negotiate, like
for,
like Kabu used to take you to Dubai for 50k.
50k
umeenda Dubai umeka 3-4 days. The number of people Simon Kabu and Saranyaga took to Dubai with the lowest amount of budget.
Yeah, yeah.
He had a local tourism. I think we'll be, I think despite everything, we need to give him the kudos. The local tourism.
People
to understand, you know, to go to the Amboselis, the Masai Maras, you know, the Malindis and so on. I think Saranyaga and Simon Kabu would have not, because Simon Kabu was a bit careless.
Yes.
Sarah was a bit careful.
Keeps you grounded.
Keeps you grounded. So na pesa. But the thing is that their energy. You know, because when patanga, watu wamepatwa na mafuriko. When it was Simon Kabu amesema jitokeza hapo kwamba I'll take one person for holidays.
Aende apunge hewa sana flag.
Yeah, at Dubai, Dubai. You know, mevaa kila mtu amevaa. Juzi nimeona the chairman of the men's conference. Paka nikasema chairman wa men's conference anapelekwa holiday na Bonfire.
Yeah.
The chairman of men's conference should be chartering a plane himself. And he's the chairman of the men's conference with one wife. Ndio the kuna vitu African you are not kitambo, you are not allowed to be president kama uko na bibi moja. You are not allowed to lead a community wewe uko na wife moja. So huyu jamaa ametuangaisha vile polygamy ni nzuri, then he comes and disappoints us with one one wife.
Nini because I feel like you are in nyenye mlikuwa a lot of visionaries, eh? Was it by accident ama ilikuwa
gani?
You're like, because you say, you talk about you talk about Kabu. Najua hata kama mna meet zile kidogo kidogo. But these are visionaries. These are people who had...
I think this is the discussion I always have with the people born in Tao versus the people born in rural areas. You know, ukitoka rural areas hapa, ulikuwa unatafutanga slum yenye watu wenye wa kutoka village yeni wako. Unaanza kuishi huko. Kama mimi nilitoka Ushago, nilikuja wa Mwares. Wa Mwares ni pale Dandora Phase 1. So hapo ndio ulikuwa unaanzia maisha. How do you get to that... out of that Wamwaris is through your vicious competitive nature. Because I remember from Wamwaris we moved to with my cousin who was hosting us to Sivo. Apo Sivo ke South. So Sivo ke South pale nilikuwa natembeanga mpaka Ruaraka, Kenya School of Monetary Studies. unatembea unatembea ikifika unajua alafu unajua ukiwa unaishi na relatives sometimes pia unaweza kuwekwa unafanya vitu vingine yenye ushago ufanyangi kama kuchange napi kwa watu hii hii ni kitu yenye ushago you can an African man cannot be found near such a thing yes. Hapa tao is very normal for a man to do it you see. So unapata hata relax you will not be easy ai bana sasa hii mnataka hata kupika ili kwanga you know because shagu you are either looking after the cow there is no way utakuwa karibu na jikoni otherwise itakuwa ni laana kwako hata hapo unapata kupika then unapata hizi vitu kama hizi naanza unaanza kuwa very uncomfortable with the situation nikaenda kuishi kwa hostels and I used to live ya majengo this is St. John's hostel hapo majengo
hapo
hizo St. John's hapo
USK
hapo hapo niishi hapo kwa hizo ma halls bana nimekaa hizo kwa halls ulikuwa na cross hiyo na pitia Ngara you know Park Road ntembea long Thika Road Thika Road haikuwa hii Thika Road ya saizi Thika Road mpaka Ruaraka unaingia saa zingine kama uko na do paros pale so we are doing this UK courses IMIS diploma and higher diploma umaliza hapo saa zingine pia tunafanya computer packages you know and you used to struggle to get even to know how hardware, you know, to learn computer hardware, installation, you know, how we used to build dot clone systems, you know, you make your own perfect machines. You try to build the machines, but also now the unique people were the people who could buy the books and learn software development. Because pale programming yenye ilikuwa nafundishwa ilikuwa VB to Visual Basic. Visual Basic ilikuwa tu kwa MS Access. Yeah, so I think that that hunger to to succeed. It really drove us. Kwamba I left immediately I finished KSMS. I crossed the border to TZ without a passport. Because I used to in Majai hapo unajua because of Majai used to get a lot of Kijai used to get a lot of guys from Tanzania Malawi so the Tanzanians used to encourage us bana hii kids kazi unajua kazi sana bana si tuingie kwetu I crossed there and that's how I crossed to Congo I got a job through TZ
hii job ya UN
I got a job while working in TZ in one of the ISPs in Itua nini Belcom. Yeah, so I got a job there and nikafanya kazi na MONUC. Hiyo Congo mission, UN mission ilikuwa inaitwa MONUC size. Then nafikiri imechangewa jina to MONUSCO. Because of the changed the mission, the what it is supposed to achieve. So they changed the name I think. Ilikuwa inaitwa MONUC. So hapo ndilikuwa napata we had a lot of thirst and I used to discuss with my cousins here. And he told us that you know you are sisi yenye tumezaliwa tao we went to Khalsa by the uncle my cousin some of my cousins used to stay around this area we went to Khalsa and wakaenda we used to stay hapa near the water institute and you they went to Kenya High they went to Upper Hill and so on but unapata they don't have the drive the passion ya mtu jago umekuja hapa
unaona tu opportunities.
Unaona tu you want to succeed against all odds. I think I kwa hapo na mtu atao saa zingine unless amekuwa born in very 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 bad
tagrok
ile kubwa sana.
Cuz I think hiyo kitu nasema it's the same way like when Kenyans go to a place like America, they'll see more opportunities than a black American born in America.
Yes.
Like you see that. I love your story yako ya nini ya kufanyishwa vitu imetukumbusha story fulani na nil tupatia this comedian GK Serkal. Unamjua? Is this Luo comedian? He's funny. So he gave this story of how kuna kuzo yake alitoka Ocha na kuja Nairobi. So alikuwa anaenda kwa ile nyumba anaishi, anapata kila mtu ashakula. Afu anaamboshe. Oshe vyombo. Sati lifika level, alienda tawa ka collapse kwa sababu hanga. Afu ati ila me collapse. Ati anaamshwa na uzo nini kwa njaa. After he was fed, he was like, nipatie ni fair.
Alizo kitu ingine, fair.
Ati mpaka leo jairudi Nairobi, sio?
Hata ukimwambia ni vita. kimtajia Nairobi ni
vitu. Wajaka, wajaka anajulikana hiyo. Wajaka zafanya ile tag rock itakutani, utarudi tu wacha.
And you know, now being elected in Nairobi, one thing I can tell you for a fact is that the poverty in Nairobi, hurts, man. Hurts. You know, you can have, you can be so poor here that you don't have a place to put your head.
Yeah, yeah.
The poor, the average people, the poor person lives with 7 people.
Yeah.
In one room. One room. Ile ikifika time ya Olympic, naambia watoto waende kwa jirani
wao. Yeah.
No, so it's very degrading.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's very degrading.
Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, so
more like no wealth games.
No wealth games. Yeah, so okay, experience your situation. Hey, bana, hii poverty ya town bana. Ina bite differently. And I hope that, you know, my worry is the illiteracy, which is increasing.
Yeah.
And now also the HIV connection, infections. I think they're going up because we dropped the ball at some point. I think Kibaki was very serious with it. I think one of the family members was affected. So he almost reduced the new infections to 0 point something or 1 point something. But now, zinaenda juu.
Take care social
media.
Young
people, social media and also the young people fear pregnancy more than HIV. Yeah, so the new infections are, you know, kila mtu anataka kujaribu style mpya. You see, if you see the common dance moves, they are too sexualized. So if you go to the slums, stuff in slums, you know, and my biggest worry is that when people are illiterate, they might never get to understand what is really affecting them. And I wish that, you know, at least we can move to a point where we can reduce the new infections.
By the time ulikuwa na appear on, was it Omo Pika Box?
Nini usmata now?
Yeah, ilikuwa usmata now. By the time you're appearing.
SMS.
Yes?
Nilikuwa KSMS.
Oh, you kwa KSMS
your time? Kenya School of Monetary Studies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nilikuwa thin, nilikuwa natembea.
Yeah, nakumbuka, like, it's a very...
It was thick.
Nilikuwa
mboga dams, epo ilikuwa naonekana. Nikawa mtu amenifika ngeto na mwacha swollen.
So after you graduated hapo ndio ukaenda hiyo TZ?
Yeah, nikafanya kama cyber zingine hapa. Kuna cyber yao, ilikuwa naitwa Belcom. Kuna sababu ingine hapa ilikuwa tutomboya hapa. Opposite penye taskies ya kwanza ilifunguliwa hapo penye magari za buruzi ilikuwa. Hapo kulikuwa na sababu ingine hapo. Yeah, I think it's owned by Mr. Atemo. They were very good friends na uja mwa Bright Technologies.
Oh, okay.
Mwa Bright, Bright wa Kimathi Street. Yeah, I think... So fanya kwa cyber kidogo, then imesha ya cyber ni ngumu. 3,000 bob. So we used to leave many people in. So you pay like 1,000 each.
Wa mnaishi pamoja?
Mnaishi pamoja, mnalipa, mnashare on the rent. It was a crazy life. Okay. Nani alikuwa hiyo area pia?
Nani?
Bernard Mumanyu, editor wa Capital FM.
Okay.
Yeah, Israel, DJ Israel. DJ Israel.
Oh, okay.
We had a good number of guys. Yeah.
I love, which tweet first put you in trouble? Ile ilifanya ukashikwa. Kuna time ulikuwa like every week at
guest ya polisi.
Yeah. Lie arrested.
Hey, when these are tweets of Jacom. Those guys who didn't like Jacom just wanted me. Because I was the most abrasive of all of them. Ilikuwa the most So I don't remember any specific tweet. I don't remember any specific tweet, but I think the one of GP Oulu.
Yeah.
I think because we accused Alfred Mutua. Alfred Mutua was the spokesman then. Mboka saizi afikiria Alfred Mutua jani salimia.
Yeah.
Ai, ilikuanga pasa. Hata meni blocking. Najuanga mi pia sazia ni memuona na mreminding hiyo. Wendi luletea hizi shida zote.
Oh, okay.
The first blogger to be arrested like that. Boss, natuku jua ni chukuliwa na Kamwende.
Kamwende is?
Was the NPCIO, Provincial Criminal Investigation Officer, Provincial DCI Officer, PCIO. kamwende alikuwa anatupeleka mbio bwana.
Was there torture?
Alafu we didn't understand phone tracking.
Oh.
So ulikuwa unachukuliwa tu pap.
Mm.
Those are the guys who made me understand how phone tracking works.
Oh, okay.
So you know, you understand. Sasa zingine wanataka, wanaanza kutrack, kutrack hizi, wanafanyanga mistake ya kujaribu hiyo number. Then unafanya reverse search. Unapata hii number ni ya karau. Switch it off, throw it away, weka hii kwa nyumba, potea. So you don't give them that opportunity to come for you. Then you go somewhere else, you ask them, mnanitafuta? Niambie ni kuja kwa police station gani.
Ndio
kukimbia na hizi kimbia. So you tweet that wanasema kwamba huyu jamaa wakiona hiyo wanajua ushajua chenye wanafanya. Or they play a psychological warfare with you. The police knows out that well. They know that we are with you now.
Yes.
They know where you are. Even now police know.
Mm.
If they want to get you, it's just 2 minutes. IG atapigia so and so, hey, tafuta huyu namba hii, huyu jamaa yuko wapi? Enda umchukue. But they don't want to do that. Wanatafuta crime reporters wa all media houses.
Yeah.
Wanatafuta, again, it's breaking news. It's wanted. So and so is, hey, so mwenye nakupigia ni madhako shago. Hey, kwa nini utafutua? Ulifanya nini? So, psychology, uki, the people who love you the most are the people who are warning you vile unafanya makosa. You see? Una stressiwa na simu bwana. Hiyo ni psychological warfare DCI na police. Sana sana DCI knows how to do. Nani alikuwa anajua Kinoti anajua sana nani? Mworo. Oh, the years have unasikia Mbati amepost, Zado Kangira amepost, Kamore amepost ama crime writers. All the crime writers have written kwamba eh
is wanted.
So and so is wanted.
Mm.
Should present himself to the next. Our semi chenye umefanya.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't say because it's very petty. Sometimes ni kusema kwamba tu Uhuru ni mjinga. Unatafutwa. Unatafutwa saa zingine siku ile kuna ile time yenye wanajeshi walikufa Baragoi. Yeah, you remember when the police officers were killed at Baragoi. Then there was no police response for
long time.
Then I say, why are you guys making a lot of noise here? But you know the people you elected.
Mm.
You don't know them? These are their numbers. Nikaweka namba ya Uhuru, namba ya PA yake, Jomo, namba ya Ruto. Namba ya IG. Ala yuko na namba ya kila mtu. So nobody wanted me to have their numbers. Ala ya taweka online. So, Leo.
Did Uhuru change his number? Did Uhuru change? Ama ni hiyo tu.
Are you, by the way, have not changed his number. Hiyo number tu.
Oh,
if you want to get him in, on SMS, it's just that same number. How could change? So, lakini, I think I remember the IG saying that, Alaya, mefanya watu wa 5,000. Ah, 5,000. This guy is a madman. Kimayo. Kimayo, and you know, Kimayo used to have the, nini education less.
Siege.
Siege. Anasema kwamba watu wa stress. Kijana shika na alikuwa mtu wa GSU. Na GSU don't have patience ya ku...
Yeah, ni kupiga tu.
Ni kupiga tu. Sasa jamaa shikwe. Sasa hapo mimi pia nikaapa kwamba Kimayo hata kuwa na peace. And Kimayo left office complaining about me. You remember he was forced to retire early. he was Hey, lakini hiyo nilistressiwa bwana. And nani Mutunga was the CJ. So Mutunga didn't like the idea of everybody being denied the freedom of speech.
Yeah.
So he used not to register, he used not to allow courts to register some cases. So wanaenda koti Milimani wamefukuzwa. Na wako na wewe Subaru tano. Watu kuona corridor hivi umepigwa pingu. Watasema umeiba nini? Kwani wewe ni terrorist? Mfikiro unapita na wewe huko ndani ya forests. Unajua forest psychological kukutua unasema ai hapa.
Na guka Uko shot play. Himself and poured acid after that.
Those guys used to pereka mimi mbio. Kuna siku nime Uhuru ni president alafu nime zi ati nime post mamake na relative wake mgani alikufa. Na kwa Nairobi hospital. Then somebody just sent me a photo that the president's family is mourning. Nika post to Evo, president's family is mourning, somebody's dead. Boss. Afu, sasa nje nimepost usiku. Sijui chenye, I'm not seeing it. naona tu vile imeenda viral watu wanapost hapo nikafanya niko na kaa Nyayo estate Embakasi ningefanya tu mistake ya kutoka nje ya estate hivi
kashikwa
watu branding and cocking the kakak
eh
hey, his team inaitwa SSU wale grow boss what am I digital na bunduki boss nilikidnapiwa au gari kama nne kumbe hao watu wote walikuwa wamesimama hapa zilikuwa zinaningoja the sirens are all blazing eh boss hiyo nilipelekwa nilienda kafichwa kwa SG, some cell yenye sijae ujua hata ni wapi. Umeperekwa huko driven at... Hey.
And this time, did they used to torture you, beat you? No, or just psychological? No,
psychological torture hiyo tu. Hakuna mtu na kupiga. Sa hiyo ni wamekushika, ni wanaliza wabana, boss. Nisha shikwa na polisi mara nyingi sana. I know the process. Apo, pigwa kibari. Ingia ukundani bana. Watatelo unajua nini hapo. Unajua nini, sisi sio wale. Sisi wasini wale wabaya.
also
special crime prevention units. Yeah, them they're just crazy. Yeah, so but by the end of it, so siku nimeenda alafu they used to hide you in police station. You sleep 3 hours here. Another 2 hours unakuja unachukuliwa. It touch and afikiri kwa jamaa anipeleka saa hizi. Saa 6 usiku wapi? So you're just scared all your because they're still waiting for instructions. Ya kukupeleka wapi? Boss nilipara tu polisi moja, the last place they took me, kambia, hebu enda house number so and so, look for my wife.
Yeah.
Because that's the last time I learned how to, you know, sometimes you save numbers, we don't know the numbers of it.
Yeah.
Number ya wife siku wanajua of it.
Oh, yeah. Ilibili sasa uijua sasa. Ujua
kui kramba na every 3 months lazima ni update, mazi ile number inakuwa nini. Kitu ili ni save ni huo karahu walikuwa na patience ya kuenda mpaka kwa nyumba yangu kutafuta nyumba yangu. A very young cop ndiyo metoka college. Alisema nitakutafutia sijali. Na nisikuwa randururu. Sikuwa karahu atataenda kwenye na sijampatia hata kitu ya macho. Hey boss jamali enda. Wakani akaenda kaona wife. Wife walikuja. That's the last time watu walijua nimeshikwa nimekwa. Watu wapiga kelele. I think Uhuru made also a lot of calls because Boynet now was a IG. Boynet was ordered to release me asema, on a Sunday. Sema, how do you arrest somebody? Kwamba post mtu
amekufa.
Amekufa. Mtu amekufa, amekufa. I think one of the relatives is connected to this gallery at the time niko na ito nani.
Okay. Alafu sasa hiyo lazima pia nikuulize. Majuzi when Joy Logola was doing the speech, alibonga juu nyinyi breaking news like okay, alibonga juu news being broken on
yes,
Twitter.
Yes.
What do you think about that? Cuz
you know, I've seen many families complain, you know, not only that one. You'll get a lot of families. Wachana hata General Logola. I think the general families should be the last family to complain because unajua ukishaingia like my family not even the popularity to a certain level being a public figure to a certain level you need to get to the understanding of some things. There are things you'll see. My wife sees some things about me online before even in Mwambia. Uliva kama hiyo siku ya nini ameona hiyo viral video kama nisha fanya hiyo nimekuja nimekaa naye nyumbani anasema is this you? People are saying that you are fighting with some
oila rungu ile
here land grabbers
land grabbers anasema
anasema kwamba you are fighting with some people is this you but you have been here the whole morning. Anambia sasa hivi niko natoka Naivasha niliingia sehemu kakosa rakas kidogo. So you see General Logola's family by just somebody being the general in charge of the military of the whole country attack on him.
Yeah.
Death of him. 90% of the time, you'll not be the first people to hear it.
Yeah, you'll hear it on Twitter.
And on Twitter, is you need to be very prepared of hearing in the worst place.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we understand the kind of pain you go through, but you will not hear it. Kwamba mtu anakupigia secretly. Even the president now, there's the phone. Even the president, state house secrets cannot stay secrets anymore. You know, you used to get the easiest place to get to ni state house. You know, as long as you have connection to the junior most employees. Because the senior most won't share with you.
Yes, yes.
Unless they are disgruntled. So the people who will share with you the information, the list, yule jamaa nakwanga hata kwa maofisi yule cleaner mwenye umedharau huyo cleaner akona access to everywhere including the very secretive documents you leave on the table. You see, it's very easy to get access to those things. So I think that people, especially public figures, need to understand that the moment somebody gets to hold an office like that, they never remain private. They are not your private individual again. Now they become public. And I think people need to learn from social media, because social media is just a virtual Gikomba. Every kind of character is there. And they are not going to act to please you. It is not a game. There was a Mokombo Najua, we are going to be checking on the feelings of this family to ensure that before the, their main intention is to stay ahead. So nafikiri Nyakundi atasikia kwamba kitu imefanyikia president ama imefanyikia minister so and so, ati angoje mpaka familia ambiwe.
Atangoja.
Then I'll lose ile position yake. Because you know also what happens with social media is that when you have, where I was and also where I think Nyakundi or Kina Nyakundi and others are getting into, is that they get to a space where they build a lot of trust. You saw what happened to me during the Westgate. That the government information sharing was not synchronized. But so now also the media house has, media houses have a lot of bureaucracy. You know, this news, for it to be broken, it has to pass through this editor, this copy editor, you know, lazima mpaka iandikwe, huyu sub editor, lazima kuwe mepatia approval. So it, the, that channel become too cumbersome. Even the kind of, equipment they used to use didn't make their work easier. They would get strained. They are not provided with the proper, you know, transport systems to ensure. So the people are versatile, especially the people who understand the equipment they're using. Sometimes they're just armed with a phone, which I know can shoot 1080p or a very good quality video. And I know the platforms well. I don't, I can provide the credible, you know, information there and then. You know, I remember when Westgate attack was happening. When it started, I was in Nyayo. You see?
Yeah.
I was in Nyayo Estate. So I knew Nyayo, but when I left Nyayo, the moment it started, I was leaving Nyayo. Nikiingia kwa the bypass. Nikiingia bypass nikakuta na APC. APC is the police. The armed personnel carriers.
Yes.
Now leaving the Embakasi barracks.
Oh.
So I said, huku penye wanaenda ndio kuna shida. So me, I go the opposite direction. But I didn't understand the right way. So because I wanted to go back to Buru. So nikirudi, I was not living in Nyaya, I was visiting Nyaya. So nikirudi, nikapitia pa, ndano, there's some routes in Kayole. Miango hapo. So nikapitia Nyaya, then I got lost sometime, but nikifika home, nikakatu chini, and I had the best connection in internet. Because that's what I used to depend on sana. Boss, nikisha anza ku call to my connections, you know. Hii arrest ilikuwa inanisaidia sana. Now I have good connections with police officers, you know, I know the OCSs. I could call them. Because also the colleagues, response team, you could deal with terrorism, are ATPU. ATPU are basically DCI officers. So I could get a lot of information from them and you provide them. What do I say? And also the good number of people who frustrated me, now government officials also were managing and kipigia huyu ambassador, huyu minister nini, and I provide here. And also when the, because the president and the family were so affected, and the information black hole was now also, we could not get information as fast. Nobody wanted to use a phone, nobody trusted a phone, or the phone was in the chaos of things. They could not address their phones, you know. I think they a good number of the president's family, including people in there. Even Nani was there inside. I think that's where people learned about Nurdin, the current director general of NIS. He was marooned in the rescue. And that's what the brother was went to rescue. Because he was inside. The brother was waiting for him outside. So ndio akakuwa ndani huko na, so people, a good number of very powerful people in the country were looking for information, but they were not getting information even for them, but because they also knew it was October. These people got into power on in what, in March up. So they were still new, they didn't know they had not aligned with the security system well to on how to handle such a crisis. And I think that's what changed the Uhuru presidency. He changed a lot of things. You know, he changed a lot of things like that. So, you know, he started providing that, and you could feel some people, oh, say, because also the terrorists were learning how to manipulate you to their end. But the public want the information. But you also don't realize that you're being manipulated. You know, at that time, other terrorists were still allowed to be on those platforms. Al-Shabaab, they had their handle. You know, these guys had their handle. Al-Qaeda had their handle. They were all there because I think they tried to allow them so that they can summon them. But at some point when they saw the terrorists use the propaganda purposes, they shut them down.
They
tried to deplatform them everywhere. So I think that when people complain about the effects of social media on families, you need just to ask yourself that, you know, unless it's a private family, sometimes you need to give them space. You understand that they didn't sign up for that. But when you sign up for a public office, elected or appointed, be ready for anything. Be ready to be told that your loved one, you know, died while everybody else has known and the country has known. You know, sometimes it's painful, but that's how the new circle operates now. And sometimes the most powerful person is not Robert Alai, is not a media house. It is a simple individual with a smartphone. You know, individual with a smartphone. Na shoot to video nzuri, believable. Na post in a handle which people have been seeing to be posting nothing related to that, and that one is the that one is very powerful. In a tembea mpaka, and sometimes, you know, when we post, I realize that when we post, the news agencies try to buy it very fast before ours realize. Ours wanatakanga kutuku download na, but the news like Reuters, they reach out to you privately on a computer, then they offer you like $10,000, you know, to sell
for
you
exclusive footage.
Yeah, for the, that, do you have any other exclusives? Then you tell them. Then you find that even this one you posted, they want to own it. Then you see that Reuters, what, you know, source, you know, so it comes there. They have offered you good money. Now look how broke.
Unachukua
mbio mbio bana. Hey, unachukua nga hizo ulikuwa unapata good me. Hey, ile Westgate. I think there's no magazine. I was on CNN. I was on in magazines in Germany. Yeah, because Israel. Hey, I was in touch with a good number of teams in Israel, which I think were just Mossad and the security, the CIA, the US. There was people were calling me every 10 minutes.
And they're paying you for your time now.
No, in fact, this one, they just, you know me, I was just acting as a source. What do you get from the ground? What do you do you think they? So I think also they were trying to mining. They're trying to mine the mind into this kind of the profiling. Is he a source of propaganda for the terrorist and so on? Yeah. Okay. So I think I learned a lot with that. I learned a lot with the.
I love the disappearance of Nani Bogonko. How was that? And how did that affect
you? I don't know how it happened because you know it was scary. You know it happened during the disappearance of the Hague witnesses. It has never been linked to any particular thing.
What and was he tweeting about? Because Paul Emile Kampujo Juyake after he disappeared.
No, Bogonko was just rogue. Bogonko used to run a blog, which was hey, Bosile blog, yeah, Bogonko was mad. Hey, unasema saizi ati nyakundi ni mad. Ati anapost vitu yenye hata halai. Hey, Bogonko was ahead one.
Yeah, okay.
Bogonko didn't care. And you know the good thing, the funny thing I think was he was working with State House because he was in the Team Uhuru. You remember when Team Uhuru had even a Twitter handle to Team Uhuru. So I think he thought he was safe that way, that as long as he's in this team. But I think that he didn't realize that it was very dangerous to be seen to be having an independent mind or be so outspoken or can carelessly, because when they don't know if you're revealing about others, they know that you can reveal about them.
Yes,
very easy for them to also eliminate you, fearing that, you know, if you
at this rate, if things change.
Yeah, if things change, then you can expose a lot of things about them. So it has never been connected to anything, but I just feared for him. When I heard that he disappeared, we took it for granted. We say, because Bogonko alikuwa kunywa sana. Mtu atei sana. And he knew that alikuwa anakunywa sana. There were two bloggers who were very very, 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 very well known then. There was Eid Salim. Eid Salim was a tech blogger.
Oh, okay.
But and Eid Salim used to tweet under his handle, Eid Salim. And he was also, he was delivering those hard tackles. But him, he was focused on tech.
Yes.
Once in a while opinion on on the local policy. But Bogonko was purely political. And so when he disappeared, I think that we just said, hey, this guy, I mean, we hope he'll be found safe. He has never been found.
This is more than how many years?
Oh, Bogonko should be 10 or 12 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
10, 12. It's more than 10 years. Yeah, I think.
September 2013.
Yes, yeah, so,
it's 11 years.
So 11 years for that guy to disappear.
Face of the earth.
Where? Mbaya bana. In a cold room somewhere or buried deep. You know, it's a lot of things happened that time.
A lot.
The country might take 50, 40 years to understand what happened that time. But a lot of things happened that time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so,
So he was needed. Even that's before Uhuru became president. I'm just straight after.
That's
a few months are in.
That's the riskiest time. Because that's the time they had to deal with the witnesses, you know. And that time, even the civil society were keeping the witnesses some here. In the safe houses in Kilimani and so on, before taking them out of the country when the risks in Giasana. So that time it was very dangerous to operate the way he was, because he was also a bit careless. It was dangerous. And he was a communication graduate. I think he was from KIMC with the Itumbi and so on. They were classmates or something. They were their schoolmates.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was from KIMC. Yep.
Alafu nani, when Itumbi said he was kidnapped a few years back.
Yes. No, we understood, you know, and these are some of the things which you have to, when you are getting into the political blogging space. Itumbi, I believe that he was kidnapped.
Oh, okay.
It was the torture. Because you could understand that the guys were trying to extract some information maybe from him, trying to torture him, trying to shake him. But they didn't also want to eliminate him.
Yeah.
And because I think the unit which picked him was not the killer unit. Because you had killer units then. You had killer police units then. And they really just tortured him and left him. But you remember some of the people like in you remember the Indians who were kidnapped and killed and the bodies thrown to the animals in the parks and so those things used to happen. A lot of things used to happen that time. So it's very dangerous. Blogging in Kenya, not in Kenya alone, in Africa, political blogging. During Magufuli, we have lost how many bloggers?
I
think some of them we hid in Kenya here for a good number of time. Dude, you know, even politicians, you know, Akina Heche, you know, this one. A good number of even bloggers from Tanzania are still hiding in Kenya or in East Africa or in other countries because it's very risky. Yeah, in Africa still, that's a risk which, you know, it's crazy.
Nanyi mkifanya, like, why did you used to do it? Because it comes with so much risk and you're fighting for people who don't
you know,
actually appreciate you fighting for them.